Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. It's hard to imagine that Indiana's diverse landscape was once covered by a sheet of ice a half mile thick. Yet without glaciers, our state would lack the natural communities that make it so unique. As recently as 16,000 years ago, the last glacier remnants were slowly melting away and transforming its surroundings. This is the story of how glaciers created our historical Hoosier landscape. It may seem unbelievable that the relatively flat terrain that grows the corn and soybeans Indiana is known for used to look more like the rolling hills of the very most southern reaches of our state. We have glaciers to thank for that. Glaciers are massive bodies of ice that form when snow is tightly packed and frozen. Under the pressure of its own weight and the force of gravity, the glacier reshapes the landscape as it constantly freezes and warms. As the climate cools, glaciers advance over the landscape like a giant frozen river. When a period of warming occurs, the glacier recedes, depositing soil and rocks it picked up along the way. In Indiana, the glacier leveled bedrock valleys, leaving north and central Indiana with a rather flat terrain. Although the glacier left us a relatively boring topography, what is left behind is nothing short of spectacular. Flatwoods, hardwood forest, grand prairies, fens, bogs, and the dune and swales that make up Indiana would never have existed here without glaciers.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about glaciers and the natural areas they helped shape at nature.org/Indiana.